Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today on Indie Jazz Day. This is when we just got to chill, right? All the stress from the week and all the craziness is going on around the world and what's happening in Ukraine and Russia, what's going on. I mean, come on, guys. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. So we, you know, man, this music is just to try to help us to relax in the storm. The storm is crazy. And so as a matter of fact, we are waiting for our guest to come in. So whenever our guest comes in, we will bring Neil on and we will make sure that we have a great interview with him. We're just praying that he's good and safe and everything is all well. We look forward to chopping it up with Neil's and getting his story. I had him on before with a friend of mine who passed away. Greg Hanley, was the promoter's name, and Greg had hooked me up with so many artists, and so this memory came up, and I was like, oh yeah, I haven't talked to Nils, let me call him up, and so did, and got some new music, and he's working on new music. So, you know, guys, we're gonna do our part, and we're gonna do our best our best here on Solar Records Radio, and we're gonna have a good time. And so I want to also say hello to my friends all around the world. What's up, Greg? Thanks so much for the flyer. Hope you're doing good, man. Appreciate your love and the fact that you are always taking care of Solar Records Radio. And give a shout out to your friends. The other day, they were so sweet. The ladies, oh man. So much love to you ladies from I think that was Saturday's show, and they were hanging out, and that was all good. Appreciate you girls. And I just pray that everybody's families are okay. All the stuff, like I said, is going on with this situation in the Ukraine. We can't let that get past us. That's a very serious situation. So we got to make sure we keep Ukraine in our prayers and in our hearts, and all the immigrants. I mean, there's the people are just everywhere, and we can't expect for, you know, Poland to take in everybody. So I just pray that the world leaders get it all together and do what they have to do to protect us, you know, protect our brothers and sisters and those babies, those beautiful babies. Oh, man. Okay, guys. So anyway, we're not going to dwell on that because that is a little uncomfortable for me. But I do want to keep this music going here on Solar Records Radio. And so we're going to kick back, relax. And don't forget, it's Indie Jazz Day, where we celebrate our indie jazz artists all around the world. And so, we're just going to have a good time, right? We're going to have a good time together here on Solar Records Radio. Kick back and relax, and y'all here in the background, the world tour, that's a song by MS1, and they're from overseas as well, and I look forward to getting them back on, because they have brought us some great music and in the past, and we look forward to hearing some of their new stuff that they got going on. All right, so anyway, guys, like I said, it's Indie Jazz Day. Kick back, relax, and let's get going on Solar Records Radio.
that had a very special guest coming on today, and we are so blessed because we have a living legend here that, you know, so many people have made comments about this lady and like, oh, my God, are you serious? And so we're really excited to have her here. And I want to bring her on the line right away because this is, like, amazing for me, and I'm so blessed because of it. So right now, and I want to bring on this very special lady. Thank you so much. And we're going to bring on Miss Edna Wright. How you doing there, lady?
Hi, I am doing great, thank you. God is good. What else can I say?
Oh, my God. You know, and I'm telling you, I'm going to tell everybody, I'm nervous because of who she is.
Get out.
It is nothing. Yeah, right. And you just said the song, it ain't easy.
Listen, you were playing it. I was up dancing.
Likewise.
I still get excited when I hear it because it brings back such a flood of great memories. So what can I say?
Well, the legendary Edna Wright. Okay, listen, I want, you know, before we get into talking too much, I want you to take this time to tell people who you are and share a little bit about your career, because I know you have a long, amazing career. So if you could just share, you know, how you guys got, you know, how it all came together for you. Oh, my God.
That sounds, so awesome when they say share my career. My career actually started when my sister pulled me out one day. One of the girls in the Blossoms was pregnant and was getting ready to have the baby, and she needed somebody to stand in, to sub for her. And I think I was about 13 years old. And So I had been singing in church and stuff, and with my sister, yeah. And I stepped into the studio, and they looked at me, and they said, this is a little girl. And she said, believe me, she can handle it. And I just kind of smoothed right on and did the background. And at the time, my sister, who was the lead singer for the Blossoms, Darling Love, she was doing work for Jesse Belden, Good Night, My Love, and she was just, so I got a chance to meet all those people. She started working for Sam Cooke. I got a chance to meet him. So it kind of started, I would say, in there. And then I branched off because I was going to go to college because I was a Christian girl, church girl, and I didn't want to have nothing to do with really all of that. It was exciting, but I still loved my gospel singing. So what happened was that I ran into an old friend of mine from a church that we had been singing at, during the summer, Billy Preston, and he asked me if I still sang soprano. And I said, yeah, I still sing soprano. And he said, good, we want to come by your house. He said, I want you to meet these guys that, you know, that sing gospel. I said, okay. And that next Saturday, in walked Andre Crouch and his twin sister, Sandra Crouch. And I said, oh, my, I didn't know him from anywhere. So I introduced him, and my mother came in, and she said, oh, the Crouches. She said, I'm related. One of my cousins married one of the Crouches. So they started talking, and we started talking. He sat at the piano and started talking and singing and asked me to sing. And that was the beginning of singing sort of semi-professional, but they were so professional. You know, I mean, we just were kids, but we were so taught so well. So that was really my beginnings in that space with Andre Crouch and the Kojics, and that was Kojic, and they got it from the Church of God in Christ Church, and they put it together like Kojics, and that we started that. The first record we did was The Blood, and then it became nationally known, and I was the soprano lead on there, so it's good you could hear my voice, you know, and that was like
Billy
Preston, Sandra Crouch, Andre Crouch, Blinky Williams, who later would become an artist with Motown, Gloria Jones, who would become an artist on Motown and also married T-Rex in Europe, and Frankie Carls, who was a great tenor, and he just did local stuff. But the rest of us, after we sang for 4 or 5 years from out of junior high into high school, after high school, we all went our separate directions. And then I just started doing work as a girl under a pseudo name of Sandy Wins, because I didn't want to sing as Edna Wright. I'm still trying to hide in church, right? I did this record, A Touch of Venus, which became semi-national, kind of tweaked people's ears. And then I was heard by VJ Records. They heard it. They loved it. They signed me. And I was trying to figure out what was I going to do with these two personalities, Edna Wright and Sandy Wynn. And I think that God had a plan for me. I know that he had a plan for me all along for moving out of gospel into a bigger realm, which was secular music. But yet and still, if you love God, you'll understand that it's a job. And you serve God with your whole heart, then he nurtures you and grows you into the person that you're going to be.
Seem so frightened, girl. Don't feel so bad. I'm just a lonely guy with a heart to share. I got so much to give you. If you just give me a chance, let yourself go. Let yourself care. Yes, I like to say I love you, but I know it's just not that. If I like to say I love you, I like to call you mine. If I told you you'd be frightened, you'd either not run away. Yes, I like to say I love you. A funny thing, it reaches everyone. It's like a child's play. So when the sun is up, I know you had some bad affair. But baby, can't you see I'm gonna treat you so gently? Yes, I like to say I love you, but I know it's just not time. Yes, I like to say I love you. I like to call you mine. If I told you you'd be frightened, either not run away. Yeah. Yes, I like to say I love you.
it really isn't easy for me, because I loved Edna. She was such a beautiful and sweet woman, and you know, it you know, when we lost Edna, right, it was not too long after the interview you just heard, and it's kind of crazy because, you know, it makes you recognize your humanity. Like, we don't know, we have no idea how long we are here for, and it could just happen at any time. And she was so full of life and had so many plans, and for her to just, you know, just leave just so quickly, it was so abruptly, I should say. It's sad, and at the same time, it's frightening to a degree. It's like, wow, I need to make sure I get my life in order, and I want to make sure also that I do the things that I want to do while I can, you know, whatever those things may be. Some of the things that, you know, some of us may want to do is travel around the world. You know, certain places we want to go, but the pandemic really messed that up, didn't it? So if we didn't get it in already, boy, it's like, oh, man. And it's like, I got to figure out how to get in here. And some of the things may be, you know, go visit your loved ones, you know, you haven't seen in a while. And some things may just be as simple as, I want to make amends to some people. I want to apologize for something I did, and I've been holding this for so long, I need to get it off of me. You know, I mean, our humanity is something we really need to pay attention to, and not let it, don't take it for granted, because you just never know. We have no idea, you know, what's going to happen. Just like you, I hear Snoop Dogg in the background here rapping. I had no idea he was going to record one of my songs. It just happened. I was like, what? Got that phone call from Leon Silvers, and I was shocked out of my brain. I had no idea. So, but things like that happen, and that's the way life goes. And so I just want to, you know, make sure that I do my best to pay attention to all the different things that are happening. And that's why this situation overseas, it freaks me out so much, this situation in Ukraine. Just, it makes me crazy, because those people, those babies, they just came into the world not that long ago, and here they are in a very desperate situation. So, but God takes care of his own. So I have to know that God's got them, and everything's going to be okay. Well, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. We are concerned about our guest. We hope that he's okay. We're looking forward to him, and we'll keep him in prayer as well. I had a great conversation with him, and we're looking forward to Neil's coming on. But, you know, things happen. That's the entertainment business for you. It happens all the time. Trust me, all the time. There's always something going on. And so, you know, you just, all you can do is do your best and do what you got to do. So in the meantime, we're just going to pray that he's good, and we're going to keep this music rocking and rolling here on Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio. So, guys, check out Mr. Darryl Fitzgerald. This guy can sing. Check it out.
there is no one there, no, to hear the call. Oh, how gentle the love you surrendered to my every touch, oh babe. You gave me, I wanted, and I need so much. There was no joy in my life before you came. Now
Cameron right there, everybody. Truly wonderful. Man, what a voice that guy got. What's up, Don Fleming's in the house. What's happening, Uncle Don?
Hey, what's going on?
Uncle Don, hey, listen. I remember, I think it was your show. I'm not sure what day it was. Was it Monday night? I think it was Monday night. Was that Monday night? Your show, I called in on your show. And we were talking about with the Ukraine and stuff and what was happening. You mentioned about what was happening with the blacks over there, that they were having a difficult
African immigrants and the students over there.
And so I found out that some of that is true. That is it really is an issue. So this is the thing, you know, when people are down, you don't want to beat them up. But at the same time, you cannot be asking, you know, for, you know, like help and with humanity help when you are basically doing the same thing, that you're treating people, you're treating them less than who they are. Because of the color of their skin. That is pretty disgusting. And so, I just wanted to just let you know that I did check into it and stuff, and you were right. And it's really sad that people, I mean, look, the situation is so critical. People are dying. Are you mean to tell me you had to let whites on first, and then, what is it? I think it was whites and then Indians and Asians and then blacks.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It was a great discussion. Again, we're not one dimensional. I think because of the good thing about the show the good thing about Solar Records Radio is, of course, whether it's, you know, it's T-Meyer, you know, whether it's you on Sunday, you know, giving a Christian perspective of the music that you play and talk about the things that are around you, I think that's very important. For me, I can joke and laugh and have these moments of levity, but at the same time, you know, it doesn't stray from the fact that I am a black man in this country, and the 47 years that I lived on this God's green earth, I learned to love everybody. But again, I don't scratch where I don't itch. And that's one of the things that, you know, when I got older, I started becoming my grandmother and my grandfather. I start losing filter. And, you know, if these things are bugging me, again, it's not the fact that we pray for Ukraine. We pray for no bloodshed and the things that are going on. But when there are oppressive natures within the oppression of the Ukrainian people, and that they're, you know, the fact that they're opposing their oppression on people who don't look like them while they're being oppressed, it's just, to me, there's just a bunch of hypocrisy there. Again, you can still support the people, but like I said Monday night, you got a side eye. At that time I said if that was going on with those African migrants and those students there. If there is, then, you know, my support, it gets with a little side eye. But again, man, I'm glad you were able to look into it. That's the beauty of it. Don't take my word for it. Look for it. Research these things for yourself. It's not about being emotional. It's not about trying to incorporate race in everything. But again, I don't scratch where I don't itch when it comes to there's a certain thing that's going on here, and it's being predicated on the color of a person's skin. So, but again, go ahead.
What does that term mean? I don't scratch where I don't itch.
I'm not going to sing it. Basically, I'm not going to sing and dance for you. Look, I'm not going to scratch a place that doesn't itch.
Okay.
I'm gonna scratch where I hit. You know,
right, I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's an old saying. I don't know if it came up to your neighborhood in Philly. You know, I don't sugarcoat.
Right,
you don't
right.
sugarcoat. Yeah, yeah. So
right. Yes. Well, that's cool. I appreciate that, man. That's good. Yeah. I just think that, you know, that so now I'm gonna get past just the rumors about it. I'm going to get down to the facts.
How do you reconcile?
Like,
I think I know what you want to say.
No.
How do you reconcile? Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. You say it.
No, I was just saying, I was just wondering if your next question is how do you reconcile your support? Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. We have a delay here. So say what you were thinking I was thinking.
No, I just felt that, you know, I guess I thought your next question would be, how do you reconcile the support that you can have for Ukraine, but at the same time hold them accountable for some of the things that they're doing for the different people of color there? So,
well, my heart
mm-hmm.
is just broken because
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling for people. I'm not feeling for a race. You know, I'm feeling for the human race. And
yeah.
So that's every single person that's in that
but
country.
But some of them aren't. That's what you got to understand. You feel that way, but a lot of them don't, especially a lot of those who are in positions of power. They don't see it that way, you know.
Right.
And again, this isn't a broad brush because, again, Ukrainian people are protesting. The Russians are protesting. Russians are protesting their own government. Now, the oppressive natures and such, I think there are a pocket and a consensus of people who don't support that, who don't support the fact that they're laying their oppressive natures on the African migrants there and other people of color there. That's where, and it's hard to, you know, just because a consensus of people will have a flag and go on social media and say, pray for Ukraine, just because you're saying, hey, let's take a step back and look at what's going on. Yeah, let's pray for them, but let's understand the fact that, look, if they're doing the crap that we're hearing about, then again, you have to call them out on it. Doesn't mean that you take away the support. It just means that you're being critical of the situation that's around them. But I totally understand where you're coming from. You come from out of love. You come from to say, yes, the human race. The beauty of that is that there's still a sense of warmth and sense of purity there when you want to look at, when you try to see the world, you know, you try to see the world that way. Sometimes reality will hit you in the face. I think you know that. I think the fact that a certain level of reality will kick in, and sometimes we have to be pragmatic of the things that are around us. But again, man, it's okay. No one's jumping on you. No one's jumping on people that feel the need to say, hey, it's about the human race. But for us to understand each other's culture and understand the different our different walks of life, then we can worry about the human nature. Because if you don't see me for my skin color and who I am, so we can, you know, you can't be colored. This isn't a colorblind society. Not saying if you are colorblind, but we cannot have a colorblind society. You can't be colorblind, understanding that the oppressive natures of a person is predicated on the color of your skin. And when you talk about it, then someone's like, well, why are you bringing that up? Look, I don't have time for those people. If I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. I don't sugarcoat. I don't scratch where I don't itch.
There you go. So this is what I was trying to
say.
This is
what I was doing.
This is what I was trying to say. When I'm praying when I pray for Ukraine, I'm praying for all the human beings there. And so if they think, or anyone there thinks, that I'm only praying for them, they have lost their minds. Because I'm praying for every human being, no matter what their race is. And I want to see every human being taken care of and protected. But if you think that you could do that thing, then you got another thing coming for you. I don't even want to pray for you. And I'm sorry to say that. But if you are that closed-minded, if you are prejudiced you should, first of all, there's no room for that for me, period. But in this state, you're going to do that to people? I just think you, first of all, you don't need to ever have that job again, and you need to go and get saved, because something's really wrong with you. I'm disgusted at the fact that people could be acting this way in such a horrific situation. This is terrible. It's hard for me to when I heard it, I was like, all I could hear was Don. He said it. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is no way. So I'm disgusted, really. I'm really disgusted.
No, you weren't. It wasn't that you were adamant about believing a certain thing. I think that's where your heart is. I think you're a good person, and we need more good people like you that can see, you know, the humility and the humanness in people. The effect that, you know, I don't know. It wasn't that me being a young dude or whatever, it's like I didn't want to feel like I'm just slapping you in the face with the reality of going on and rain on your parade. I was just suggesting that, look, we could hold people accountable. We can be critical but still give our support. That was my whole situation on it. So, I've seen videos of it, you know, folks are saying, oh, you're misinterpreting how this is. I said, look, you can't tell me, you know, if a kid touches the hot stove, You know, if a kid, if you see a kid touching a hot stove, you can't tell me that he's not touching a hot stove. It's like, look, he just touched it. He's over there shaking his hand because he just got burned. You know, so it's like, yeah. No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. That's this is what people are trying to tell you with your own eyes, what you're seeing in front of you. So you know, again, keep that passion, Wardell. No one's. I don't want to ever make you feel that, you know, what you said didn't hold water. And it, yes, pray for Ukraine, but hold them accountable for what some of the things that they were doing. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to flip the script a little bit here and get back to what the show is about today. This is Indie Jazz Show that we celebrate indie artists all the time here on Solar Records Radio every Wednesday. And so we want to thank you guys for tuning in for that. And we're still waiting for our guests. We hope that everything, we're just praying that everything is okay with Niels. And that he's safe. He's been here before and there's never been a problem before. And so I'm a little concerned for him. And I hope he's okay. All right. So listen, we're going to get a question for you and Don. Let me see.
Yes.
How has jazz reinvented itself into other genres of music? Do you?
Oh, that's a question more for you.
Well,
going into, you know, being a pocket man and go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna bring the other question up too. After that, they kind of it just says that hip hop apparently is a genre of music most influenced by jazz. And, you know, sample hundreds of times. So now that's more you. So I hear a lot of hip hop artists sampling jazz, and so I believe that they recognize that it is something so special about it, and it shouldn't be lost. And so as they grab onto it, they even recognize it more because of the responses from the people that are buying the music, and they're excited about this music that they're bringing back or bringing to the forefront. Because a lot of the hip hop youth had no idea what jazz is about, but then now that this music, they're so young and they're hearing it, they're learning about it early. So it could actually reestablish jazz and bring it to the forefront. And so I'm glad that they're doing that because it's another way to introduce good music to the youth.
Right.
Your thoughts?
You know, it always goes back with me. We've talked about this many times, whether it's on the air or off the air. The fact that I think that there's that bridging that generational gap when it comes to, you know, incorporating a lot of the jazz music into popular music, into more of the secular music. I think, you know, I grew up on, you know, Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul and a lot of artists, Stetson Sonic, that used a lot of hip hop groups that used a lot of old jazz songs, you know. Because the instrumentation to me, whether it was the trumpet, like you're playing Herb Alpert in the background, when you the Tijuana brass,
right?
You know, all of those elements that can go into hip hop, you know, it's all music at the end of the day. The only difference is someone's rapping, someone's basically rhyming, you know, that instrumentation. I think. The beauty of growing up listening to A Tribe Called Quest and artists like that was that they, you know, their parents were jazz. A couple of I think Q-Tip's parents was jazz artists. He was a collector Unfortunately, I think back in the 90s or early 2000s, you know, his house burned down, and his collection, his whole jazz collection was succumbed to the flames. But, you know, I think to me now, it opens like that floodgate, you know, as far as going back, because now, you know, because of samples, people are going back to the original song and finding an appreciation for it. And then even with the algorithm of YouTube, you go down this rabbit hole and find the music. You find a lot of these artists that made similar songs or made similar records or at least jazz records. I think the beauty of jazz music, that's the beauty of jazz music to me. I hope I was able to answer a little bit of that question.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to give you a statistic here. It says Herbie Hancock has been sampled in hip-hop about 300 times. Miles Davis and George Benson about 200 times. That's just...
Wow.
that's just a lot of sampling, boy. Woo, Lord. And, you know, but, you know, even my group, Dynasty, they've hip-hop, I mean, they've sampled our stuff as well. Adventures in the Land of Music.
Yeah.
That's like an anthem for the hip-hop community. So, you know, and
the
I
horns,
think...
The horns, man.
Yeah.
The horns.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, my God. That was just a beautiful song that really... Honestly, in what, 1979, 1980, that's how I was introduced to Dynasty. If I'm not either, through Do Me Right or Adventures in the Land of Music, I remember those horns.
Yeah.
And when Camp Lo, the rap group, did the song Luchini in 97, when I heard that in the very beginning, I said to myself, that's Dynasty. That's amazing. I'm so glad if anybody was able to use those horns, it would have been, you know, that was just a beautiful interpretation of you guys' song. So, again, at the time when I was, you know, when the song came out, I was 23. So it made me go back, you know, and, like, research. Now, granted, you know, the Internet wasn't as big as it is now. But the good thing about it was, and even in the early phase of the Internet, you can still kind of go back and be like, wow, that's okay, Adventures of the Land of Music. I know that. I mean, that's, you know, so again, now it's just become so, because of the Internet, the way now, you know, Internet has kind of just changed and evolved. I mean, there's no way kids can't go and look for something, you know, because the accessibility is there.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're playing it. I love it. Love it.
Let's listen to it just a little bit, and then we'll come back and finish chopping up with Don Finney and Wardell Pine.
Everywhere.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I want to play that song so bad live. I want to get out there and play it. It's so much fun. And when I hear the hip hoppers play it, it's the good thing about it is it gives it a new life. And it's like,
yeah.
And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Who were the do you remember who played the actual horns on that?
Well, I know because it was an orchestra. Ben Wright, who did Earth, Wind & Fire, did the horns for us on that. Did the arrangement, the strings, you know. Ben Wright, he's a bad boy, man. Oh, Lord. I will post a picture of him shortly. But, yeah, he's a brother, braids, long braids. And he's a bad dude, man. So he did the arrangements for Earth, Wind & Fire. And so... something about this.
Wow.
Go ahead.
No, we were talking about sampling. You know, we had these conversations off and on, and I was, you know, impressed by the fact that, you know, even Will Smith, you know, Big Willie style, you know, of course used Miami, of course, and the beat goes on for Miami, you know. And I guess you've told me this story many times, but chalk it up to my brain as far as fixing that. But I believe that the listeners would love to hear this story. How was the conversation introduced to you that Will Smith was going to use And the Beat Goes On, the song you played drums on was going to use it in his song Miami? How was that conversation introduced to you?
Guess what? What? Will Smith is doing I'm good.
It's that simple.
It's that simple. It's like, what? Yes. There was nothing special besides the true facts and stuff. And so we were all excited and loved it and got our plaques and everything. I mean, you could have got the plaques before because his stuff was hot at the time. Whatever he was doing was hot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the movies and stuff. And then, he was finished with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then all of a sudden, bam, you know, he's dropping this song, man. It's like, what? So, when I heard it, I was like, wait a minute. That's just Ricky Freeze on keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Leon Silvers on bass and me on drums. That's the only they only used that part of the song and they played it all the way through. They only used the parts where it was just us, not all the other keyboard parts. And so it was just like, and I was just like, wow, this is amazing. So thank you, Will Smith. But for me, you know, me being from Philly. It was
that's,
like
yeah, that's just an extra. That's you know that was
extra,
just to me. That was
extra manning.
Yeah,
the
pride.
Right yeah,
it was the pride right there. You know, and again, you know, as a gamer, I'm always gonna say that as a gamer, you know, when I heard the song on Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, and I'm just like, this is amazing. And you know, not the fact that maybe 15-year-old white kids is you know, you here's the crazy thing about it. All the stations that there had all of the different genres of music on that video game, I always hear about how everyone listens to the R&B stations or the hip hop stations on Grand Theft Auto. And, you know, some of my students now look, we can have that conversation about their parents letting them play Grand Theft Auto. That's a discussion for another day. But the fact that I, you know, 15-year-old white kids are listening to the Whispers, are because of Grand Theft Auto, are listening to the Mary Jane Girls or whatever because of a video game. You know, that's just amazing to me. You know, the fact that again, it was about how universal Solar Records was. Again, this is probably a topic for Friday, But you know, hey, we want to get it in when we fit in, and you know, you want to give you your flowers while you're still here.
That's right. So I'm a, I have a question. How does music influence culture and vice versa?
The mood of the culture, the vibe of, to me, it's all about the mood of that culture. Whatever mood that culture brings, the music and the voice, the dialect, the food, I mean, it to me, that encapsulates the music and the music that'll come out, you know, based on that culture. So I think it's all interjected, you know, with each other, you know, because it's going to come out the culture regardless, but it depends on the mood of that culture, the traditions of that culture, whether it's our dialogue, whether it's our accents, whether it's our you know, whether it's our roots from African roots, whatever. I think to me that coincides with what you bring out. The music is just gonna capture it in a melody. It's gonna capture that culture in a melodic sense. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, you know, because I look at it, like I see, like when we went from the disco music, when disco music came out, all of a sudden people were wearing big old bell bottoms and high top shoes and big old high top collars, and just everything was flamboyant. And then and it just seemed to, things just kind of cooled out in the 80s. It's just like, I don't know what happened in the 80s, because the 70s was so explosive that the 80s, when it came, was like just a time to take a break. It was like, oh my God, because the 80s and the 70s was so in your face, right? Flamboyant days. And then in the 90s, hip-hop came, and all of a sudden, people wearing their clothes backwards and stuff. It's a hip-hop thing. It was just a thing, you know? And so I see it changing, you know, music changing and people, and vice versa, culture changing as well. Because
the culture, exactly, and I totally agree with that. I think when you, even with disco, you know, at the time, you know, the you know, with Stonewall and the LGBT groups and whatnot, you know, black folks made, you know, gay black people made great music, and a lot of that music that resonated from it, even in, you know, even after, you know, what happened in Stonewall, you know, it was a culture that basically resonated into the whole disco phase, you know. Now, historically, we can talk about, you know, 20 years earlier as far as, you know, the, well, 30 or 40 years early when you had the bebop and the jazz. All of those things, all of those little increments were used into disco, and that formed disco. So, again, all of these elements, we can talk about blues, we can talk about country, we can talk about bluegrass, you know, going into our culture and, you know, bringing it out with melody, you know, the music coming from those cultures. But even with disco, you know, a lot of people felt that, you know, even at that time, well, I think, you know, homophobia was a, you know, it was big. It was a big deal. It was a big deal in some elements of the black community. But at the same time, we understood the music. We understood that the music was going to take it somewhere. It was going to take it somewhere to wherever our pain, whatever our passion, you know, our rhythm and our blues and whatnot was going to go out there for the world masses to see and to hear. And a lot of people loved it, you know. Yes. whether you got into the crux of the reasons behind the culture, behind the music, behind the culture, so to say, you know, all of that was, you know, that just depended on who you were as a person that was empathetic to whatever issues that were going on at the time. So, yeah. But again, man, I've talked too much.
Oh, it's all good. Let me see. I think I have another question here. And is music still influencing the culture, or is that a thing of the past?
Is music influence? That's always going to happen. I think that is always going to be a reflection of the times and the music that's going to reflect that. You know, I think even now when people, you know, a lot of people complain about the music that's out now, you know, there's a certain subculture that's coming from, you know, that at least the music is coming from, you know. I don't know whether you want to, and again, this isn't about being negative about it, but it's like there is a subculture to me that comes from a level of that I might not approve, I might not like, but that's just me. But again, that's the beauty of fashion. A lot of people say, well, I can't wear my pants that tight. I can't stand wearing leggings,
skinny
pants.
Jeans.
That's just not my thing. But there's a subculture of that, and the music that comes out resonates that. But that's just not my thing. So, you know.
Definitely not mine. My wife always tries to get me to wear skinny jeans. I go, I'm sorry. I don't want nothing tight on my thighs. I just can't do it. See, I did that in gymnastics for too many years. And in dynasty. I'm free. I am free.
Creativity, you know, I think, you know, creativity, sometimes, I don't know, maybe that might stifle creativity because, you know, in my opinion, I don't see a lot of the music that's mainstream, that's being played on a lot of radio stations now in the mainstream. To me, there's a lack of creativity there. And again, maybe it resonates from a certain level of that subculture. But again, that's just my opinion. My thing is, I don't listen to it. I'm not gonna down the next man for listening to what they want to listen to. That's just not what I'm into. I'm not into it. So again, skinny jeans, like you said, just not me. What other stuff? You know, I'm not a big person that puts a lot of, you know, like gold grills in my mouth. Now, I understand because, you know, there is a historical reference to it. But you know, I kind of doubt that these brothers are reading the history books, understanding the, you know, putting gold teeth in their mouth. But, again, that's just my opinion on it. I just can't do that. But that's just that never been my forte. As far as having gold grills or whatever, again, that's what you do. Live your life. It's just not me.
Live your life. All right,
live
man.
Your life.
So we got about another 20.
Take your time, young man.
What's it? Take your time, young man. Yeah.
Don't rush to get old.
Yep. Anyway, I don't want to start singing because, you know, some people get jealous and then they want my autograph, like Greg. He wants my autograph.
Yeah, Greg wants my autograph.
So, but I want to say we got about another 20 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, tomorrow is the great Throwback Thursday here on Solar Records Radio.
Yeah,
we have a triple threat for you guys every Thursday. So tune in with me at 3 p.m., Don at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I mean, 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, yeah.
And then Goldie Mac, the late Goldie
at 11
Mac,
p.m.
At 11.
Yes.
We still play Goldie's music, guys. So
rest in peace, brother, man. Yeah, yeah. His music, his love for music was just amazing. And
yes.
Again, I was smitten by his West Coast accent. You know, I lived out there for 2 years, and now it's new. Every time I hear it, it's new to me. And I was just amazed by it. Like, it's like people with Boston accents. It's always Boston accents, and then there's those California, those LA accents. So I'm a fan of the accent there. So,
yeah.
And I love Goldie. I love Goldie, and I miss that brother dearly.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So listen, I want to play Steve Carrington we had on the show about a week or so ago. Last week, was it?
Uh-huh. And
so we're going to take a little small music break, and then Don Fleming and myself will be right back to finish chopping up with you here on Solar Records Radio. If you have any questions, you know, for us, you know, that you may, please, if you're our friend here on Solar Records Radio, just send a message through the messenger. And otherwise, solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, and we'll do our best to get it in before the show ends. So thank you for participating, and thank you for making us your choice. All right, so this song right here, oh, my goodness, here we go, Mr. Steve Carrington, Solar Records Radio. ba 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 ba. Man, I sound so good. I just know I do. Man, that girl's sexy. Oh, I love. That's a sexy song. I mean, that groove.
Yeah.
It is driving. It lifts you up. And make, look at me. I'm excited, man.
She's amazing.
I want to play.
She's amazing.
You got to get her back on here again. Come get her today. I know you got some new music, girl. Come on, stop playing. Tell her stop playing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we're going to get her back on, man. We're going to get her back on. She's just an amazing artist. As cute as she want to be. But, but yeah, she's just, Kismet Green was just a great album. About a year and a half old now, about a year and some change old now, but it's definitely a great album nonetheless, you know. Yeah. Still can play it, you know.
Yeah, I love it. So just real quickly, we got about 7 minutes left in the show. I just want to ask you, on her album, was most of the stuff like this, or was this just like a special thing that she did that gave that flavor?
No, I mean, she is a, to me, she's young. Of course, I mean, she's younger than I am. She's a young sister that studied R&B. You know, she's been around, a gentleman by the name of Zoe. He does a lot of great R&B. The Foreign Exchange, of course, we talked about the Foreign Exchange on the show before. With Nicolay and Fonte, who's a member of this rap group Little Brother, but he sings also, and he's a part of Foreign Exchange. So that whole movement out of Raleigh, North Carolina, she was born in Minneapolis, but she was raised in Raleigh. So a lot of that music that's coming out of Raleigh at that time was just great, pure R&B. And she's a student of classic R&B music, especially she's a big 70s and 80s R&B fan, just to be young like that.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, she's very good. That whole album, to me, is a press play album. I have a couple of songs. To me, we have a couple of songs on the board that, you know, we should go ahead and highlight and showcase in the near future. But it's a great album. Shout out to Carlito.
All right. Shout out to Edie Johnson. What's up, brother? How you doing, man? Thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. That's E-D-D-Y. How do you say that name, Don? E-D-D-Y.
E-D-D-Y?
Yes.
Eddie.
Like Eddie. Okay.
Yeah, Eddie, like Eddie, right?
Eddie Johnson.
Eddie.
Okay.
Eddie.
Well, Eddie, we'd like to thank you so much, man. I see you are hanging out, and we appreciate you. And you should join the Solar Records Radio group page on Facebook. You know, go ahead and post your stuff because you're sending me some stuff. But, you know, feel free to post it. We just try to be respectful. It's a Christian-based company here, and we try to, you know, just love one each other and be respectful to each other and enjoy one another's creativity. No matter what it is, music or pictures or whatever the case is, feel free. And you may meet some great people. I know you will once you start interacting on the page. You got Don Fleming, and Greg's always on there posting. He kind of handles the page more than I do. So we'd like to, just welcome you to the show here, Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts on Indie Jazz show today here. Okay, Don, so we got 4 minutes left. What's up? Anything else on your heart?
Just want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us every Wednesday, Indie Jazz Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, you can go to Tell a Friend on Solar Records Radio. And can we say anything about the Regular Sound of Los Angeles page, too? Can we talk a little bit about that one?
Yes, go to Solar
Records
page.
We can definitely like those pages, man. Those are great pages. and a lot of great artists, and you know, that are on the page. Also, you can engage and have conversations with them. It's just amazing, man.
Yes, absolutely. Well, guys, we love you, and thank you again for tuning in and being a part. And Eddie, I'll tag you, and so you'll know exactly, because there's a few Solar pages out there. So I'll tag you in the two that we were talking about right now. You guys have a blessed and beautiful rest of your evening, day.
Yeah.
Just depending on where you are. And thank you again for tuning in. And we'll see you tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard, to kick off the Triple Threat tomorrow. God bless you. And don't forget to post your old school pictures. We love it. Good night.
Have a good night. All right, Don. Thank you.
All right, Greg. See you later, brother. God bless you. You guys all take care. And God bless you all.
Oh.